Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Moed Katan Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Mars Tikva Bas Reb Saadia. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Le'ilu Nishmas Mars Sheina Bas Reb Ruvain. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah Beis tells us Reb Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says Ein Oisin Es Ha'ama Batila B'Moed U'Bashvias. One is not allowed to begin digging a new ama on Chol HaMoed or in Shemitah. Now let's explain what an ama is. So this ama is an irrigation canal, which is basically a ditch that runs through his entire field and from one field to another, and water from the river or from a stream flows into this irrigation ditch and it goes through his entire field, making it easier for him to water his entire field. So this is not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed because this is Tircha Yesera, this is too much Tircha, and it's also not allowed to be done on Shemitah because we know that one is not allowed to plow their field on Shemitah, and this looks like plowing his field because he's digging a ditch. However, one is allowed to do this on Shemitah because it doesn't look like he's plowing his field. He's taking his shovel, digging this hole, this ditch, and throwing the dirt away. And that's not what you do when you plow. And furthermore, one can fix an ama, this irrigation canal, if it got ruined on Chol HaMoed. Let's say sticks and stones fell into it and it got stopped up or something else happened to it. So since it was already in existence before Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah continues, Umetaknin es kol kulei hamayim shebrishus harabim, v'chay t'tein oisan. One is allowed to fix different issues with the water system that's in the rishus harabim, and he can clear out stones and sticks that fell into them. That's because people need this water, and so he's allowed to even fix them on Chol HaMoed. Umetaknin es hadrachim v'sarachayvais v'es mikvais hamayim. And we're also allowed to fix pathways and roads and mikvais on Chol HaMoed. V'oisin kol tzarchei rabim. We're allowed to do anything necessary for the rabim, for the public. Umetzayin es hakvarais, and we can even mark graves. Have you ever been to the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, specifically Tzfas? You'll see that a lot of the graves were marked in blue, and they used to do this back in the day to show people where there's a grave so people don't actually step on it or come near it and become Tameh. So this is also allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. And lastly, V'yotzen afal kelayim, the shluchim of Bezdin go out even in regards to kelayim. We know that kelayim are forbidden mixtures growing in a person's field, and the shluchim of Bezdin were allowed to go out on Chol HaMoed to make sure that a person uprooted any kelayim that might be growing in their field. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Yehazar ben Yaakov says, Moshchem es hamayim me'ilon le'ilon. One can drag water from one tree to another. If there's a lot of water by one tree, and he wants the other tree to get some water as well, so he can drag it from one place to another, u'bavat shelo yashes kol hasadeh, as long as he doesn't water his entire field like this. Furthermore, zraim sheloy shasu lefnei hamayid, plants that were not watered before Yontif, lo yashkin b'mayid. He's not allowed to water them on Yontif, meaning on Chol HaMoed. That's because it's not a davar ha'aved. Since they didn't start getting watered beforehand, they're not going to get ruined if he doesn't water them on Chol HaMoed. However, v'chom matir Bazeh u'bazeh, the Chacham matir both of these things. He's allowed to water his entire field of trees, and he is allowed to water plants, even though they were not watered before Yontif. And that's because, even though it's not a davar ha'aved, no loss is going to come from it. The Chacham hold that if he stands to gain a lot by doing something, he's also allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. And this, in a way, is a type of a davar ha'aved. Davar ha'aved means you're going to lose a lot. This way, if he doesn't do this, he's not going to gain a lot. So that's why he's allowed to do this malach on Chol HaMoed, because he's going to gain a lot. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet, and hey, continue to talk about different things that are and are not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed. Everyone should have a wonderful day.